Waffle Mafia podcast again. What's up, Von Eric Ratliff? What's going on, my dude? Thank you for joining in and hanging with me for a moment or two. So, guys, it is time to do that thing that we do. It is the Waffle Mafia podcast, so it's our time to get together, do our weekly waffle wrap-up, talk about all things waffles, everything that's going on in the waffle world. Classed it up tonight. We got to get it on right. It is thirsty. It is Thursday. We're going to do it all right. We're going to get it here in just a second. We're going to talk about this cat right here, and we're going to have a little show and drink a little beer. What's up, Sex Stone? What's going on? What's all this jazz? What's up, Joe Amato? It's the best friend I ever has. What's going on, guys? So, really, what we're going to do this evening, just do our normal thing, a little weekly waffle wrap-up, talk about everything that's going on in the world of waffles, everything that's going on in the world of Masters of the Universe, and then we'll talk about, you know, what it is and what we do. But more importantly, we've got to talk about another little thing or two. So, as you guys know, whole bunch of you guys jumping in on this thing, and we'll talk about it here in just a minute once we get everybody in, and that is the Toys for Tots drives, my friends. So we're going to talk about that. So what's up to Jesse? What's happening there, Perkins? What's going on, my friend? Mr. Barniger, hey, welcome in. What's up, Boogie? What's going on, my dude? Learning time and maybe some rhymes. Not really so much to learn tonight. I mean, we've learned a few things this week. There's been a few things going on in the Mastersverse. I know you guys have been looking around. The pages, more or less, was a collective size 10,000 spike ores hit the pages all at one time. So that was pretty cool. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Super 7 too. What's going on, Steve Poteet? What's happening, my man? We're going to talk about some of your stuff in just a second. What's up, Bradley? What's going on, Charles C. Smith? Well, you know what you know. It's a yo-yo, bro. Good to see you, my man. Hopefully we can tap a beer can here before too long, get together and do what we do. And that's a little pause for the calls if you're pausing it, my dudes. So anybody that's with me tonight, a little pause for the calls. We'll have a drink of Miller Lite. I thank each and everybody who jumps up in the chat room, talks to me during the show. I'd like to give a shout out to all of you, yo. So if I miss your name, I'm sorry. Holler at me, say something crazy. We'll call it out. And so it's Lucky Legends, it's Thirsty Thursday, without a doubt, Waffle Mafia podcast. We're going to do what we do, and we'll bring a little dose of syrup and waffles to you, a little rhyme for your time, and a little drink of beer, and man, it's hot. Get that jacket out of here. Yeah, we'll get that here in a minute. We get over to Thirsty Thursday and get that underway. What's up, Mr. Coronado? What do you have to say? Anyone else got those Paracon figs? Think these power configs aren't that great. So, Jesse, we're going to talk about that too. There's been mixed emotions. There's been different feelings about the power configures. So, if anybody hasn't seen it, I don't know where you've been. Maybe you've been under the rock this past couple of days. So we got a reveal yesterday. We got a reveal today, and we got one more coming for tomorrow. So, the very first reveal, and we'll go ahead and jump into this. We'll talk about Super 7 because I would much rather just talk to you guys in the comments. So if anybody is listening to this at a later time and you're wondering what's going on, we'd like to give a shout out to everybody in the comments and kind of have our own conversation going on there. So we've got that going on. And then on top of that, we'll try to drop a little bit of knowledge and do a little waffle bomb. So let's see. Are you Adam? I am. Yes, that's true. What's up, Cully Cups? What's happening, my dude? People have been going bananas over Spikehorn Chopper in a good and bad way. So that is the thing. And Joe Motto, I'm glad you said it because, you know, Joe is very much has his finger on the pulse of what's going on in the community and listen to what people are saying. And from my own personal experience and what I'm seeing on Lucky Legends and the comments that you guys are making over on the page and the things that are happening on some of the other pages, I watch those too. The reaction is mixed. I mean, it ranges everywhere from I absolutely hate this, why would they do this, it's a con exclusive, this is stupid, to, you know, hey man, I'm cool with it, I like the way it looks, it's going to fit in nicely in the line. So I think it's undeniable by looking at what we've been given so far that it's going to fit nicely in the line. I mean, we really can't pick apart the two things that we got as far as how they fit and how they look in regards to the line. If you want something that just simply stepped off of the cartoon, out of your TV, and is now in front of you, they're not doing bad with that, guys. Go back and look at the cartoon. Look at how they're made, how they're drawn, how they're colored. You know, Triclops, swing and a miss. But so far, don't get too pissed. I mean, Spikor, in my opinion, you know, when I first saw the release on that and I first saw, what's up, Crystal Ball Dabila? What's going on? What's up, Ren McKenzie? What's going on, my friend? I know that's your first time jumping in. Yeah, so what you're saying is, I think these con exclusives should be reserved for the Wave subscription. Adam, that's a good point, too. So, Video Monroe, ho, little pause for the cause for your closet, yo. Appreciate you coming up out the closet this past week, and that's something else I wanted to speak. Thank you guys for doing these videos this week, man. This has been so cool to be able to watch your all's videos and just you all share your little piece of Eternia and what's going on in your world. So thanks for doing that, man. And thanks for putting that on the page. Big shout out to Sweeney D for getting that rolling, man. I appreciate that. That was really cool. And Dano Lamano always up to the challenge and doing what he do. So back to the figure. Let's talk Super 7 because that is like the main thing that's on everybody's mind. We'll talk Super 7, and I'll try not to do too many rhymes. The thing is, when I first saw it, my very first reaction to it, I'm not going to lie, was like, ah, Spikor. It was kind of like, ah, cool, like very well done, like well executed. It actually looks like it jumped out of the cartoon. But truthfully, why? Like, for a con exclusive. And so that's kind of the kicker for me. The con exclusives are meant to be, I don't know, sort of grailish in their own means. So because of that, they're kind of special. You had your mini comic Trap Jaw. You had, you know, you had your Prince Adam. You had your Terror, your three pack. You know, those things, those are interesting exclusives. So they were kind of put together in an interesting way. There's something that are special to the line and are important to the line, but are not necessarily a central part of the line. Spikor, however, is. And so even though, to that defense, he didn't have that many appearances in the Filmation cartoon, still yet very prominent evil warrior. So, hey, man, I mean, when I first saw it, you know, and like we were saying, the reactions have ranged from being shocked and awe to just being like, who cares, y'all? So I've seen a lot of, you know, I'm not collecting the Filmation line, so it's an easy pass. Or I've seen a lot of, you know, go ahead and take my money. And so for me, it's somewhere in the middle. I like that first reveal. I think as far as being, you know, executing the character, it's spot on, and you know, so that's what it is. What's up, Taylor Harris? What's going on, girl? Welcome in. What's happening, Squirrel? Let's see. Brosvik said easy pass. Yeah, and Adam said something like, "Oh, I never would have thought they would make this figure." You know, something like that. Yeah, I agree. So it just doesn't. I don't know that it seems to fit the bill, But I was having a discussion with a couple of other people and a couple of my buddies that are also MOTU folks and here in the group. And we were talking it out. And so after the first one, I thought, well, what will come next? Okay, so if we've got two more reveals coming, and we know that there are two more, we got Spike Ore day one. I feel like they're probably going to amp up. You know, you don't roll out your best stuff on day one. So I thought, okay, what would make sense from a fan's perspective of something that maybe is not something we go directly to in the line and just jump right into and want to make, but would make a very nice con exclusive. So we're talking about that. And, you know, when you think about that, there were a couple of names that came up. And for me, the two names that popped up was Buzz Off, because I thought, you know, who is prominent in the Filmation series? Who is there often on the heroic side? Buzz Off. And then secondly, I thought, okay, who has fans screamed for? Who have we clamored for? Who do we want made more? You know, what two figures do you want made more than any others? That Super 7 fields that question absolutely every single time they go somewhere. Hey, man, why don't you make Fisto and Shadow Weaver? Fisto and Shadow Weaver. So maybe that was something you could do. Maybe that was something that you could have capitalized on in this particular moment, because Spike Ore, I don't know, was necessarily as much made as much sense as doing Chopper, who, although Chopper is a evil Filmation character, he is very different than anything else that's been released so far in the line, in the Filmation line. He's got the large hand. It's a bit different. We don't have the big golden glove that we have with Jitsu. The more stylized, the muted version of the Filmation colors and that type of thing. So when Chopper came out today and I saw the Chopper drop, I thought, well, to be honest, that one hits a little closer to the bullseye for me for a con exclusive than Spike Ore does. So I, you know, and again, saw the same kind of comments. Easy pass for me. I'm not collecting Filmation. You know, this one's cool, but, you know, and then some folks asking the question, why is he called Chopper? I mean, so I don't know that he was maybe as prominent enough in the series to hold that kind of a burning spot in people's minds. However, I mean, for a con exclusive, that's very interesting, because he is a variant of a character with a variant name that is somewhat different. Now, Buzz Off doesn't quite fit that bill, so there's that argument there. But if we turn it around and look at Fisto, Fisto makes a lot of sense, because Fisto, only being made once in limited run, getting a Filmation treatment would have Fisto looking quite different from the classics version of Fisto that we already have. So Super 7 could bring something totally different to the table if that's what they wanted to do. He could also come with an attachment with his spraying goo webs. So we'll pause for the calls with that said. Other than that, you know, Shadow Weaver would be a very nice swing simply because of all the magic that she brings. So same situation with Fisto, very different from the Filmation version, really, from the very, you know, the very beautifully sculpted and detailed classics version. So maybe, you know, we'll see tomorrow. We'll see what it brings. But, you know, we know it won't be both. So there's not a chance for the two, but we've already got two underway. And so far, it's Spike Ore and Chopper, man. What do you say? Pause for the calls on that. And I've got a heated up beer. We've got to hurry it up and drink it and get this sucker out of here. It's getting hot. Got to get this jacket going. Y'all know what it be. Let's bring it on down to the tie and the t-shirt. You see, all right. So there we go. Much more comfortable now. Let's get it on. It's late night. We got to get some toys going. Thirsty Thursday is coming, and we're going to get that underway. But before we do it, got a couple of other things I've got to say. We got to do some discussion about the stuff for the Toys for Tots. Now let's see, got to say what's up to all these other thoughts. What's happening, my guys? PowerCon exclusive should be variants and not so essential figures. I agree, Coronado, and maybe that, you know, Fisto, you would say that that's an essential character. I would definitely say that. So maybe it knocks him out of the running there, but Shadow Weaver saw more playtime, I think, than both of those guys put together. So we'll see. Yeah, with that said, let's talk a little bit of Toys for Tots. So Toys for Tots, we're doing the wheel. This was an idea by Mr. John Itis over at Scareglow's House. Scareglow's House, if you guys are not members over there, go check that out. Very cool page run by Mr. John Itis. That page, John had sent the box over of Scareglow stuff. So John's birthday is the 31st of this month. And what John wanted to do was, as a big party for his birthday, he sent a surprise box over to me and asked me to open the box live, which we did. So we opened the box, and inside the box there was a challenge. And the challenge was to everybody in Lucky Legends and everybody that's a part of this page, including myself. However, I've not jumped into it yet. We will jump in if needs be. But right now, the call was to all the legendaires, you see. So we sent it out. He sent it out to the legendaires and said, listen, can we fill this sucker up? So the Waffle Mafia jumps in, says, we can do it, son. So we've been doing the spots for this wheel. It is for charity. So what the wheel is, it is just like our normal wheels that we run. However, every spot, every dollar that's paid into it, it goes to charity. Not making a dime off of this. This is something that I will host. It will be this Saturday. It will be in place of Syrupy Saturday. So this Saturday, instead of doing Syrupy Saturday like we normally do, this will be the Toys for Tots 31st Scareglow wheel. Now, how do you get on the wheel? You can donate, and we can get you the email address if you need that to send in the payment through PayPal. The spots, it's $10 a spot to get on the wheel, but the $10, of course, like we said, straight donations going to the kids. Did this last year, bought the kids some toys, tons of toys, in fact. And what we're really looking to do is to do like four times the amount of toys this year. So we got it rolling with this group. It started here in Lucky Legends. John sent it over to me. We proposed it to you guys. Here's what we're trying to do. And we're raising the toys for the Tots, my dudes. So, got all the money together. We've still got spots available. Now, what does that get me when you donate for that? It gives you the joy of donating to a girl or a boy, and it also gets your name on a donation wheel, the prize wheel. What all's on it? Oh, my lord. We've got a classic Scareglow is on that wheel. There is a loose, complete classic Scareglow. You can win that. You donate, your name's on that wheel. You can win that. That can land on you. We've got all other manners of Scareglow. Got a small Scareglow. Got a Loyal Subjects custom Scareglow, the Mega Construct Scareglow. We've got that beautiful Steve Poteet saw blade that's got that beautiful artwork on it with Scareglow on there. We'll show that here more in just a minute when we do the waffle. Got some Master of the Universe minis. Got the Stratos and the Scareglow together because that's me and John working together trying to do this thing for the Tots and do this thing for you guys and show y'all what we got. And the rest of the stuff we got, oh, man, this is going to be going too. We got this little tiny here pop little Scareglow dude. Like I said, we're going to do a pack of the minis. So we've got the Scareglow Stratos minis. We've got some constructs. Some people sent in some constructs, donated those as prizes. Those are going to go out there too. We've got this three pack, man. We're going to make it do what it do. You got Spike Ore. So speaking of Spike Ore, there he be. Scareglow and O-Trap Jaw, you see. So we're going to give those away too. So those are also on the prize wheel. Let's see what else we got up in here to make squeal. We got that stuff over there. It's up on the wall. We got a little bit of these Scareglow magnets and pins here, y'all. So all kinds of cool Scareglow stuff to get y'all Scareglow swag underway. and got some other stuff in the mail from John the other day. He wanted to also throw in, we had some more stuff too, and it was another one of these beautiful saws from that Poteet dude. So now, because we were doing this in conjunction with Lucky Legends and Scareglow's house, he did a couple of Stratos. So he did this Stratos, and then this Stratos up here, and that is the Stratos that hath the blue beard. And I will show that. I think you guys can see it up there. So there's beautiful blue beard Stratos up there. And then we got this bad boy right here too. So one of these was for me, and one of these is for you. So if you, when we spin for this, we're just going to spin for the Stratos blade. And then you guys can make your case, and Johnson, you may persuade. So there it is. I will let you guys pick whichever you want it to be when we spin for this Scareglow wheel. You see, who do I look like? Am I like Modulock? What's happening, guys? What's happening? What's jumping in? Hey, man, that's an improvement on this Lucky Legends thing, you see? It's Stratos, man, looking better than me. So there it is. I'll let you guys pick whichever one you want. You can have this one or you can have the blue beard. The choice is up to you. But the other one is sticking it here with me, my dude. So there's that beautiful stuff from Mr. Poteet. And again, that is for Toys for Tots. And if you have any questions, please PM me. Just ask me. We'll talk about it. I can get you all the details for anything you want to know. It is charitable, so you can write it off on your taxes too, bro. If you need to do that, you can write it off on your taxes because it's going to charity. So it's a charitable donation, and of course, everything's going to the kids. And what we're looking to do is we're going to try to do one of these every quarter, my dudes. So we'll do one this quarter, do one next, next, next. And what we're looking to have is about $4,000 by the time that Christmas comes around. And then with the discounts and the things that we've got in place, hopefully we can put a lot of smiles on a lot of faces. So we did it really big last year. The Waffle Mafia, this has always been a very big thing for us to do. Started with Mr. David Carbulka, of course, the God Waffler, founding things over at Lord of Destruction Waffles. Always been the man to get that stuff underway. We did it the first year. We had that on the play. Then, of course, last year, all these other groups stepping up and doing their thing. So there was another group that got it going last year. And, of course, John has moved on and started his own thing. And so with all that, his charity he also brings. So there that is. Sent that stuff to me. We didn't know anything about it. And there you go. I appreciate you doing that, Mr. Itis. Yo. So thank you, man. So guys, if there's anybody that you know, I mean, we don't have to harass people about buying spots, but this is the Toys for Tots, and this is going to a good thing. And I appreciate everybody who has donated anything. My goodness, Paul Rudman, 10 spots for the Toys for Tots wheel for Ruddy. And it's not about whether you can do a whole bunch or just a little, man. It's, you know, it's all for the kids, and that's what it be. So let's move it on. Let's talk a little procrustesy because I look up and I notice it's 11:02, and I'm going to keep this sucker short for you, I promise. It is Thirsty Thursday. We're going to keep it on Thursday night because tomorrow's Good Friday. All right. So tonight, here is what we came to talk about. It is this guy right here. He can hold you thought. He can hold you waffles. He can hold you beer. It's old Procrustes, man. And here is what it be. I actually could not wait to talk about him, you see, because as these videos were going on this week and you guys were talking to each other and being the third reveal, where you're talking about Monroe Fisto being that the second reveal was Chopper, would just make sense. It wouldn't make sense, and that would be nice. But we're going to leave Super 7 to their own device. Now, one other thing I want to talk about that, the pricing structure. Now, there was some questions. Will you be able to get this if you don't go to the con? Yes, you can. You can get them, and they are about $15 difference if you're not attending as far as in the price of the figure. As far as what I understand from the comments, I may be wrong. Don't hold me to that. But for a $15 difference as far as just, you know, the fee for these particular figures, I'm okay with it. I don't have that big of an issue with it, especially the fact that we are being allowed to order one as far as what I understand. So we'll see. I don't think they're making us buy all three, but watch, you know, we'll turn around. It'll be flipped on me, and that's what it'll be. Clawful's already been made. We got the Filmation Clawfuls, so there's him. I'd love to see an Attack Track Filmation Accurate. Well, you know, I don't know about Filmation Accurate, but I can tell you this. Many times you'll see an Attack Track like this. So the reason that I got my James Manning Attack Track out to share with y'all is because it's a part of the story for Procrustes, y'all. So, like I was saying, these videos you guys have been doing has been absolutely awesome to get to see that and to share that with you guys. I'm going to pause for calls and water my eyes and reach back here. Oh, baby, we need one more beer to get us up and out of here. The reason that that's so awesome is because it gives us a chance to talk about who we are and what we like and what matters to us. And so, you know, believe it or not, guys, that's super interesting to other people too, because they like to hear about who you are and what you do. So this one, I guess you could call it right now, would be mine. I want to take you guys out and show you around Wise County some other time, because I'd like to show you all some cool things around here where I live. But other than that, we'll just talk about the kid. Fun facts on Lucky Legends. I like to drink beer. I love my family, and I love living right here. I am a country boy, if y'all couldn't tell. And I don't know. I love Masters quite a bit. It's been a thing since I was a tiny little kid. One of the stories that has always really mattered to me was this story involving this character here, you see. So Procrustes has always been a very interesting character to me. So when people that know me, or people that you guys in the group that are my friends and my family, my Waffle Mafia brethren and sistren, and my squirrels and whatnot, you guys know that Stratos is my thing, yo. So I really love Stratos. And to be honest, the flesh-colored Stratos, the exclusive that I don't have any longer because we waffled it, that one is my favorite. But big soft spot in my heart for Stratos, because he was one of the first figures that I ever got. And I just thought he was really awesome. I mean, I don't know. I just loved him as a kid. And so, interesting things about me. I have a wing on the inside of my arm. I don't know if anybody, I know that you guys have seen that before. It's not necessarily something we've ever discussed. But if you'll look, I have the start and the wing there, son. So, it is done. It is a Stratos wing, and it is done in red, white, and blue. And that is because I'm an Eagle Scout, too. So there's a little interesting information about me. About to have another wing over here, you see. But I will show you guys that as soon as I get that done. I can't wait to get it laid down here, hopefully, here in the next couple of weeks. But so that is some interesting things about me. Now, favorite character, yeah, it's Stratos, but man, as far as favorite figure, that's interesting, bro, because ever since this monster came along, in love with him, bro. I mean, Procrustes, I think, truthfully, as far as backstory and figure, not a huge amount of stuff to go over. And that's why I really wasn't, you know, worried about our time, because there's only so many things that Johnson can make rhyme. And Procrustes really didn't have a whole lot that we really needed to talk about. But here's what it be. He's always been a really awesome figure to me. Until you have this Classics figure, this Classics Procrustes in your hand, you really cannot appreciate the beauty of the sculpting and the artwork that the Four Horsemen put into this figure. And so, being one of my favorites, I thought it would be fun for tonight. So we're going to do ourselves a mint on card Guardian of the Magic of Might. So Procrustes, first getting his introduction in 1982, DC Mini Comics, The Magic Stealer. So The Magic Stealer is one of my favorite minis, and for the very reason that it features Procrustes. In The Magic Stealer, we see a couple of interesting things, one including this, and so we'll talk about that for just a second. But who is Procrustes? What does he be? He is the giant guardian of magic, you see. So his special abilities are mystical might. I mean, he's just mystically might. He just has the mystical might, and that's all right, because he's inside and he's holding that world up tight. So in our mini comic Bible, if you will, please turn over to First Tex Era, Chapter 6. And if you look closely, here's what you'll see. You'll get a little bit of Falcon, some Skeletor, and a attack track B. And then you got old Tila. She's laying her on down, and He-Man's defending the Tater Pound Town. Now, if you'll notice back here in the back, let's get it over here, Johnson. If you look back here in the back, you've got this crazy little pyramid back here. And so that is the magic siphon. And the magic siphon is sucking all of the magic out of Eternia. So drawn by Mark Texera, this is an absolutely beautiful mini comic, killer story. And what we see is Skeletor starting out with this device that he is able to absorb all of the magic from Eternia. And so by siphoning all of the magic out of Eternia, he will be like a god amongst these puny mortals. He shall be invincible. So atop Eternia's North Pole, Skeletor is far from the reach of He-Man and his mighty allies. So as Skeletor begins sucking the power and turns on this magical siphon, what we see is there are things going on. They are at court. And now this is interesting, because if you look closely, here is Tila. So we have Tila here, blonde-haired Tila sitting next to her dad. And then over here, we have the sorceress. So they are separated here. Snake goddess here, blonde goddess here. That's what we get. The wizard himself is in pain, and I myself feel a sudden weakness. So Tila, also feeling the effects of the magical siphon. Why? We have the lineage tied into the sorceress. She felt the magical drain as well. Okay, elsewhere, the goddess communes with the innocent creatures of Eternia's woods, and suddenly something attacks the very core of her being. So imagine all of the power and being a small child and realizing that power is what comes from Grayskull. Power is what Eternia is about. He-Man has power, and power is what makes him strong. And Skeletor is sucking all of the power out of Eternia. It's pulling out of the creatures, the very beings, the goddess, the magicians. So even Grayskull itself sees the draw of power, and the power is being drawn from Grayskull. At the palace, behold, it is the goddess, but she does not appear. She is faint and she is weak. But they're going to send He-Man out on a quest. Please take Zor the Mighty Falcon. He will guide you, my friends. And then here is what we see. This beautiful attack track. And Teela and the sorceress there, B. And there is Zor the Falcon up on top. And I don't know about these outfits for the palace guards there, So, always like to give a shout out to James. This is one of the coolest things that's ever been sent to me. And it was just an awesome repaint and something that he knew I loved. And I will forever cherish my mini comic attack track. So that's my Magic Stealer attack track. That's why it's always there in the back. But now here's what we see. In this issue, we get the only appearance of the god Procrustes, who holds the inner world of Eternia together with his four arms. So as He-Man is taking the attack track, and he is terraining and treading up towards Eternia's northern pole so that he can get this friggin' Skeletor under control. That's bad when we're doing that on the podcast. Here's what you'll see. It is Procrustes coming up from the center of Eternia. So what is happening is as the magic is being siphoned from the planet, that magical draw is causing Procrustes to want to leave his station. His station, he's supposed to be keeping up with the starseed. So inside, by the goddess, the very earth ruptures. It is Procrustes, the god who holds the inner world together with his many arms. Ho, mighty one, do not abandon your duties lest catastrophe ensue. So if Procrustes were not inside of the world holding it together, catastrophe would surely ensue. Why do you restrain me? Something to the north draws all of the magic from Eternia, but I cannot allow you to give yourself up to it. You must stay here and hold the world together. And so what we see is if we look at the size here of He-Man on the attack track and Procrustes, and as He-Man drives away here on the attack track and Procrustes, I think it is pretty safe to say that He-Man whooped that giant ass, okay? So if we go back over here, when he is first coming out, this is a big creature without a doubt. So it was very important when this was made that he is bigger to be in scale, okay? So if you look at it here next to the attack track, I mean, you know, in my world as a child and as you took these stories in, he was a whole lot bigger, my friends. So there's old Procrustes. And this was one of the reasons that I loved him, one of the reasons that I wanted to do him tonight. I thought it would be awesome to get it in, all right? So that is the end of the podcast. There's really not that much about Procrustes other than the fact that it does go on to say, I do believe he is shown in Eternity War, so there is him charging into the third ultimate battleground. And it does go on to say in his classics bio that he did, after a spell of separation was done and split the hemispheres again, the starseed was taken. Procrustes then left his place to head in and fight. And so that's the podcast, guys. Good night. We'll see you here in just a second. Please, guys, give me 10, and then we're going to roll it. And like I said, we're going to get out of here before Friday, my friends. It is 23:18 on the Lucky Legends clock. So I will see you back at 11:30 on the dot. We'll wrap this sucker up. We'll get it done before 12, and y'all can take some toys off my shelf. I love you guys. Thanks for hanging with me. Thanks for doing the Waffle Mafia podcast. We made it do what it do. We got a spike ore. We got a chopper. What else is coming for you? I don't know, guys. I cannot wait. Hey, man, I got to get going because it's starting to get late. See you guys later. I appreciate it. We'll see you. Peace.